Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 161 of the World of Goldcraft. I'm your host, as usual, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com. And this is it, the final episode of 2021. So what we're going to talk about today, I'm not going to talk that much about the game or what I've been doing goldmaking-wise, because I already talked about the first year of Shadowlands, which is most of what I've been doing. So instead, this will be sort of a state of the union, what's going on with me, how has the year been, and what are we looking forward to in 2022. So yeah, that's what we'll be talking about today. So the podcast is, of course, made available by my patrons that, amongst other things, can get access to all of the stuff I post at lazygoldmaker.com 7 days ahead of time. So if you're interested in that, head over to patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. So I wasn't actually even sure if I was going to record an episode this week, but I decided to do one. And this is going to be the one final piece of content, essentially, for 2021. So I already summed up Shadowlands in an earlier episode, so if you haven't already, check that out, and you can just scroll back and get what I've been doing gold-making-wise. And I'm also, of course, documenting my weekly progress in my Road to 100 Million series that you can follow along with on YouTube. So I'm not really going to talk about my gold progress, because you can check exactly where I'm at by just going there. Instead, I wanted to talk a little bit about the game, about my content, how 2021 has been, and what I'm thinking about 2022. So for the lazy gold maker, for me, Magna, if you want to get personal, 2021 was a year of essentially a little bit both ups and downs. So the first half of the year, I could for a while try my hands at full-time content creation. I knew it was temporary, but I could dedicate full-time hours to the Lazy Goldmaker for a little while. I mostly focused on streaming, which I think in retrospect was probably a mistake, even if it was a lot of fun. And I did see growth on Twitch, but Twitch is, I couldn't sustain that growth, obviously, because I couldn't stream as much after the summer. I also started creating YouTube content for the first time, which you might be watching this on YouTube, or you're just listening to it as a podcast if you've been doing that for a long time. And that's been a lot more fun than I expected it to be, because I'm not the perfectionist by nature. I'm the opposite. I just want to get something done and get it out there. So I didn't really expect to be enjoying myself, even enjoying when I'm putting more effort, which I haven't put that much effort or that much editing effort into my videos, because I'm not like an editor by nature. I'm just a creator. I'd rather just smash something together and get it out there. But it's been a lot of fun. And I think I should have focused on that earlier, because YouTube is a lot better for growth, essentially. That was what I did before the summer. Played a lot of WoW, had a lot of fun. Tried some other games on stream a little bit, not so much. I had a lot of fun with you guys, and I know that some of you at least had missed me. Then, of course, Norwegian vacations over the summer. And in August, I had to go back to my day job. And this is also the busiest time of the year in August, so I pretty much barely had time to put out the blog and some videos. August is just absolutely crazy at my current day job. And then when August ended and I got sick, and then I was finally ready to get back into some sort of normal rhythm alongside work hours again. And my wife fractured her foot in 5 places. So that was a dent in my plans for the fall, but that's life. I was turned into a single dad for the majority of this autumn. So that meant that I just couldn't be here much, particularly not on Twitch. And then on top of that, this autumn with the youngest daughter starting kindergarten, it's just been an insane number of flu outbreaks over and over again. So either I've been sick, or one or two of the kids have been sick. It's been quite tiring. Of course, now my wife is finally healed, which is nice. We can get back into some sustainable schedule again. So this has meant that I pretty much couldn't stream. I did stream like once or twice during this period, but it just wasn't fun. It wasn't comfortable. Like, I might have been able, like, I could at any point be called away by a crying child, and it's just not fun to do that while streaming. So instead, I just focused on writing and making videos for YouTube, because I could just drop those whatever I was working on at the moment's notice when I was doing that. So that became the priority, that was how the autumn went, with just normal, trying to get into some kind of normal schedule. I was very, very tired most of the time, and couldn't really go above and beyond. I didn't have the energy, so it was just like surviving and getting the stuff that I wanted to get out there, and enjoying myself with that, essentially. So yeah, I've mostly played retail throughout 2022. Retail WoW has been like the main game that I did make it to max level in TBC Classic, and I made a good chunk of gold around launch there. Even cleared Karazhan once or twice, and I've had surprising success with TBC content on YouTube, I have to say. So that's been an underserved niche for sure. But for me personally, just playing TBC Classic just doesn't really get it for me. I'm a raider in retail, as some of you know. I even streamed some of my raids. Not the best, obviously, but I'm a mythic raider at least. And compared to that, I just feel like the TBC gameplay just doesn't do it for me. Which means that my overall motivation to like make loads of gold isn't that high in TBC, because I'm not enjoying the game that much outside of it. Which is an issue, because like that means I'm never gonna really reach any high highs. Even though gold making, if you're just looking at gold making in a vacuum, that's extremely enjoyable in TBC for me personally. So that's been a lot of fun. And yeah, I've been enjoying retail, even though retail hasn't been in a great place in 2022. There's been a lot of negativity about the game, about Blizzard. I've not dived into any of that. This is a place to focus on gold making. People can make up their own mind what they think about the Activision Blizzard lawsuit and all that stuff. I don't think Blizzard is particularly unique in either a good or bad sense in the gaming industry, which is why I've continued to make content for Blizzard games, because we've seen similar, like people are talking about the Riot MMO is going to save us. Riot had the similar problem. They had a similar issue, exact same sexual harassment issue. Like, they're not better. They were just as bad at some point. So I'm like, yeah, just make your own mind up about what you're going to do or not do in relation to that. I'm going to keep making content for games I enjoy, and hope that they do better, because obviously what's gone down there is not acceptable. But yeah, the game has also been in a negative spiral. Tons of people unhappy about Shadowlands systems in 9.1 in particular. It does seem that they're going a different way in 9.2. As I said, I personally didn't apply for the community council. But obviously the negative spiral for WoW has meant that I have had made less money from my content, and we had fewer readers, and just showed that if I want to turn content creation into a full-time job, which I do, I'll probably have to do other games than WoW long term. I made a little bit of stuff for New World, but I very quickly realized that New World is not for me. I find the entire arc of New World hilarious, because like 2 months after I quit, then people were suddenly realizing all of the reasons that I quit for. It seems like there was a lot of players who had not really played other MMOs before who played New World and got shocked when issues that were fairly obvious early on, if you played just a little bit, you could see where some stuff was going. Like, you could see where the faction war was going, into one or two factions completely dominating the server and everyone else quitting. Because if you played MMOs for a while, you've seen that in other games. And you could see the end game just not existing, because that's typically never the case. And on a new MMO, there's no end game at launch, because they don't have the time to make that before the game's out. So very interesting to see how people really soured on that game very, very quickly after dubbing it like the WoW killer. But I realized quickly that it was just not the game for me. If it's the game for you, then perfect. Just go play the hell out of it. More power to you. Now, as I've said, I do play other games than WoW. My WoW effort is typically in waves. Right now, I'm not putting in that much effort, to be honest. Pretty much just waiting for 9.2. My favorite non-WoW game has been for the past 1.5 years. It's been Escape from Tarkov. Completely different genre. And that's most likely where I'll make other content. Whether I make a new YouTube channel, a new website, or add 1/2 of a streaming day for that, I haven't decided yet. We'll see. But I'm really, really enjoying that. Obviously, a lot of people have suggested Final Fantasy. But I just don't see myself focusing on another like pure MMORPG type game, because I don't find them. I've played a lot of MMOs in my time, and I only have the energy to keep up with one of them. Even if I gather that Final Fantasy is really good, so we might have to try it out eventually, but not in the immediate future. Now, in terms of what I've done, and content wise, I've obviously. The blog has been the blog. It's where I write about gold making, both in terms of guides and whatever I feel like talking about game design wise, speculation, analysis, the works. I really want to do some more deeper analysis pieces, but it's I need to improve my writing process a little bit to make time to make those. I've also done on YouTube, we've done a couple of long form series or continual series. I started out doing a little bit too much of that and a little bit too little of one-off content and guides, I think. So some things, obviously, the NA series, I still haven't finished that because I barely found time to film this autumn. And I don't think that series worked too well overall. I think it would have been much better as an edited series rather than a full-on playthrough because there's just way too much leveling and rep grinding and all that jazz. Which I think would have been better to just edit out and not put that stuff on YouTube. It's been enjoyable, but then I just lost my I lost the rhythm after the summer. So hopefully we can continue and finish that relatively shortly. I'm overall quite enjoying my Road to 100 Million series, though. I feel like we've gotten to a relatively good place with it. Might still be ways to improve it. And if I do something similar, I think I might want to do continual updates even after I reach 100 million, but probably not on a weekly basis, more like every 3 months or quarterly basis or something like that. And just focus on broader trends instead of like the minutiae of day to day. So that's been fun. Now, if I do any new challenges, I'm definitely going to stream them completely and then edit them down for YouTube, I think. Which means that I need to be back on a consistent streaming schedule, which I hopefully will have ready for 2022. So we'll see exactly what I do. I haven't quite decided yet. But having a regular streaming schedule is going to be a necessity to get in consistent production. I also want to make a little bit more guide content on YouTube just because there's so much demand for that. So I'll probably try out my turning all of my text guides will both be a text guide on the blog and a video guide. So whether you prefer a written guide or a video guide, you'll get it either way. I'll still continue the written guides because I generally mostly prefer those myself. So I'm never going to quit those. But we might make a video version as well. And that's going to hopefully also help me improve the quality of the guides. Make sure I cover all the relevant stuff, because when I think about what I have to show you, then I'll get a better idea of what I have to include in the post to make sure you know everything you need to. So that's sort of the gist of it. That's the gist of it. I haven't set any gold making goals for 2022. Obviously, my main goal is really just to finish the Road to 100 Million series within the early part of 9.2, and then we'll take it from there. I've wanted to go for gold cap in TBC, even though I'm not that interested in the game. So we might try to do that. That would be kind of fun to work on and definitely finish off the NA series. And then we might try to do another 0 to 30 days to a token challenge. I haven't done those in a while. Would be nice to do one in Shadowlands as well. Probably going to wait until like a month or two after 9.2. For that, because I think that's a good timing to do something like that. But yeah, if we're summarizing, I really loved 2021. I've had a lot of fun making content and talking to all of you. I really, really enjoyed the period where I could stream a lot. Even though it probably wasn't good in terms of turning this a career, it was incredibly enjoyable, particularly hanging out with the regular viewers I had. So hopefully we can get back into a consistent schedule, at least for that, and just keep increasing the quality of both the written guides and the videos, and we'll see you all in 2021. Hopefully you've enjoyed this journey with me. I want to thank all of you for your support, whether you've jumped in on the Twitch stream, watching videos on YouTube, listening to this podcast, reading the posts, commenting, hanging out on the Discord. I really appreciate it. It's incredible where how far I've gotten since I started the Lazy Goldmaker as a let's see what this is back in 2017 or something, 2016. Can't believe how far we've gone since that. And we're still here. So we'll see you all in 2022. Hopefully I can help you all continue to make a lot of gold, whether that's your first gold cap, your first million, your first 5 million, or just your first 100,000. That's what I'm here for. I love hearing about people who have success with my methods. It makes it all worth it. So yeah, guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a profitable week, and I hope you have a profitable 2022. We'll see you then. Happy New Year.